It's the Roger and JP Show, every day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it a lot. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. That's how you can connect with us on the phones. Follow us on social if you want. You make comments there, too, if you don't want to call or you don't like your voice on the radio, whatever it is. At Roger and JP on Instagram, X, or Facebook. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it's been, like, percolating for a couple days. Paul Pierce, an ex-NBA player, was on with Skip Bayless and Keyshawn Johnson, and made a comment about Caitlin Clark, who, by the way, the women's basketball last weekend set records for viewers, as whatever she does and women's basketball does, it's just, they're blowing away numbers. They set a record of like 12-something million solid number of viewers and peaked at 16 million, which beats men's college basketball records from what I saw. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get lost in peaks and average numbers and all these ratings things, I mean, whatever. They set major records last weekend. I can't imagine what's going to happen this weekend.
Friday night, baby. Friday night.
I cannot wait.
I'm going to go.
I really can't wait.
Me either. And I'm just so happy she's an Iowa Hawkeye. It's just so cool. And there's an Iowa Hawkeye bar that's like a couple of miles from me. And I think I'm going to go there to watch it, just to be surrounded by it.
Yeah.
And because, you know, this is historic stuff. This is, you know, like you said, breaking numbers with, you know, viewing and all of that. And
yeah. And now we got the finals this weekend, which are going to be huge.
Final four.
And so Paul Pierce is on the show, and I don't know if he maybe was out to dinner and had a few drinks before, but he sits there and starts talking about Caitlin Clark, who is white and plays for Iowa, playing against LSU, who it's not an all African-American girl team by any stretch, but listen to what he says about the game. And because, I mean, Iowa did crush LSU, and she was, what, she put a 41? She was great. I mean, Caitlin Clark was, she is above and beyond. Even the LSU coach said, I'm glad you're leaving because you're the best thing I've ever seen play this game. And that's, what a compliment from the competing coach. Anyway, here's what Paul Pierce said.
Yeah, it's beyond that, Key. I'm going to just keep it 100 with you. We saw a white girl in Iowa doing to a bunch of black girls.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course.
That made it like, oh, that gave my respect. That gave my respect.
I hear you. You're
like,
right.
That's like, oh, she didn't do this to some other little white girls that was over here in Colorado, wherever. She did it to some girls from LSU, who we thought were some dogs.
Defending champs,
and put them on her knee and spanked them.
Spanked them.
And so that, I know, but I didn't expect that.
Skip Bayless spanked them. Spanked them. It's like the reverse. It's just reverse talking. I don't understand what
it's better. White girls can't play basketball? Is that what you're saying?
I don't understand. All the girls on the court, if they're on the court, they're all qualified. I mean, there are so many stars and future stars on the courts right now. That's why kind of women's basketball is a little exciting, and that's why it's growing in popularity. There are so many good players right now taking the game to the next level. They trash talk. They do all sorts of stuff where people are like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Sometimes they get in little mini brawls. So, I mean, it's pretty exciting. And I think that besides Caitlin Clark, I mean, the game overall is really good. So he's literally making an argument that being surprised that a white girl could play so well. And, you know, you just got to wonder. So Skip Bayless didn't seem embarrassed by it. He was just like, and Keyshawn too. And they're like, all right, yeah. You know, I'm surprised. I get what you're saying.
I don't like it because it should just be that girl whipped the defending champion's butts. And that's all fact. It doesn't matter what color anybody is. But having said that, I also understand it's a culture thing that Pierce knows from growing up in it and knows from experiencing it. It's almost like a I'm not saying this is good, bad, right, or wrong. I'm saying in a culture sometimes it's like, oh, you're not allowed because this is our thing. You know what I mean? This is our thing, so you're never going to be as good as and it shouldn't be about a color thing. I think it's about a culture thing.
Right.
And so I'm hoping anyway that was the angle at least he was coming from. That's like, you know, I can at least understand that part of it. I don't think color should come into play at all. But if he was thinking that way, like, I'm just not used to it. The people I grew up with playing with, the people all that, you know, look like me. I've experienced only that. And anytime anybody that didn't look like me tried to play, you know, they usually weren't that good. And maybe that's just his life experience that he's going through.
So you think that's what he's saying?
That's what I hope he's saying. That's how I would feel his angle. Yeah.
And I think he's old enough to remember very easily when not only were there good black guys on the court, but good white guys on the court in the NBA right after there was a whole bunch of white guys with only a couple black guys.
But you also remember back then it was an unusual thing. It wasn't, I mean, it was like, whoa, Larry Bird, whoa, where's this white guy coming from? And I'm not saying, again, I think color should be taken out of it. It hasn't always been that way. And back then it was very vocal. Oh my God, Larry Bird, can you imagine? Look at Larry Bird. Look at this white guy out of Indiana, you know, from French Lick, Indiana or whatever, you know, as opposed to some coming from a different culture and community. And maybe that's what he was.
See, and that's the period, like the Bird Magic time period, I feel like, is when it was like half and half. People were like, now there weren't just two black guys on a team. Now it was like the star players were like, some of the star players are white, some of the star players are black. I feel like it was like transitioning from when all the guys were white to then a couple of guys were black to then it was half and half. And then since then, yeah, there are more black guys and white guys in the NBA.
I think it's 70%.
Is it 70%
now? I think
so,
yeah.
But the bottom line is, if you're on that court, you can play. I don't care if you have, you know, three arms and a purple face.
Right.
You can play if the NBA has you out there or if a college team has you out there. So I'm just surprised he went there because if he was 80, I could see him saying this. But the fact that he's, I mean, not even that long out of the NBA, I was really surprised. But anyway, Caitlin Clark is killing it. And
yes, she is.
Yeah. This weekend's going to be great. If you're a sports fan, I don't think you can just blow off women's basketball anymore. And anyway,
watch me.
This Stop weekend, it. Though,
but
if you're going to take a peek,
fan, like, and you're I'll a basketball
honest.
Fan,
you're right.
If you're going to take a peek, this is a good weekend to take a peek.
Yeah.
Just to watch her play. Watch.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be the last minute bandwagon thing that I hate
That's
so
cool.
much.
I know.
I'll give it a watch.
It's not bandwagoning if you're watching because it's gotten your attention because it's good and you want to see what's going on.
I feel like that's the definition of bandwagon.
No, I'm definitely bandwagging.
The definition would be
a bandwagger. I don't give an S about college basketball anymore, especially women's basketball.
But a bandwagon guy would be you being that guy and then this Friday going and buying a Caitlin Clark jersey.
That's true, too.
That's bandwagoning. Watching the game isn't. That's checking it out because you heard about the hype.
I know.
And then maybe you like, oh, this isn't so bad. And maybe next year you're watching.
The few people that went public on social for saying that they hadn't seen a Hawkeye game with her playing in it, they watched recently. I think they watched that LSU game, which, by the way, had all that history from last season and everything. So it was a big game to watch, and that's why the numbers were there. But so I know a couple of people that were like, okay, fine, I'll check this out because it's Caitlin Clark because it's the Hawkeyes versus LSU. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, holy crap, I've been hearing all the hype, but I have not. Like, they were amazed, even though they heard all the hype and they watched her play. So I'm saying for those, and that was just this past weekend. So for those reasons, Brett, just for the pure, you know, see what the hype is about, see what
like
people
sports.
Are talking
yeah.
about. Yeah, and watch her play while she's still in college, because Lord knows you're probably not going to check out the WNBA.
And if you see a UConn game.
You know what? On the flip side, I may watch if there's a WNBA game. I may tune in to check her out. I think she's going to be that kind of person wherever goes.
Exactly.
It's going to be, that's that chick. You know, you may not even remember her name. But, that's the good girl from college.
If the games don't get you, when they talk about her rookie card went from, you know, in a pack to $10,000 instantly, it'll get your attention and be like, all right, now I really got to check her out.
Wow.
Because I feel like she's that person that's going to happen with. Well, anyway, and if you watch UConn, this is girl Paige. I think it's Buckers.
She
shoots the lights out.
Yeah,
it's going to
be a good game. I know it's women's basketball, open your minds for five seconds and understand what's actually happening here. And if you don't watch it, you're definitely going to see highlights because it's definitely going to be a game.
Yeah, you can't say, you know what the thing is? I think it's hard to say when you watch it. You can't say, it's just a bunch of girls playing. They don't play as good as these girls kill the game. They're really good.
And anyway. There's another Hawkeye, Maddie. What's her last name? And she's amazing too, and everybody's like, well, if Caitlin Clark weren't on the team, she would be the standout player or whatever. So I mean, there's just it's good talent, it's good basketball. I get it's college women's, but listen.
And by the way, get warmed up, Tampa, because next year you got the Final Four coming to Tampa again, and Tampa is the city for women's college basketball.
Awesome.
So if you're not in, I guess
Final Four is going to be here next year. I saw that.
Yep.
I'm excited.
You've had
about
how many different years that you guys have hosted and hosted? It's over 100,000 people for women's college basketball, and you guys are like the leading city or something
really?
Like that. I
don't
know.
That's kinda cool.
For like, yeah, it's pretty wild stat. So I guess you got that next year. So I don't know. It's pretty cool. And Caitlin Clark's going to be a superstar, so you might as well watch because they're getting bigger ratings than men's college basketball games. That's got to get your attention, too.
Did you see the lookalike, the literal doppelganger? It's the creepiest thing. I thought it was her. It said, look at
Caitlin Clark lookalike?
Yes, and people were coming up to her. Now, she, of course, had her hair pulled back in a ponytail with a little band on there like Caitlin Clark has, mm-hmm. so she was not trying to shy away from it. She had a Caitlin Clark jersey, number 22 on, Hawkeyes. But she was getting stopped at the Hawkeye game. Like, what are you doing out here? And she search it on social, and she looks exactly like I thought it was her. It's really kind of creepy. Everybody's got a doppelganger.
That's right. Somebody's going to make money off of being her double.
She could. I mean, I felt like it was her, and just yeah, even her facial expressions and stuff.
Mm.
I just love that she's that noticeable. Like Caitlin Clark, a woman on an Iowa basketball team, is wandering and people are they know what her face looks like. To me,
yeah.
That's everything.
Getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's getting there. Get even bigger if you don't know who she is. Soon enough, it'll be hard to avoid, Brett. That'll be it.
I think we're at that point. So much so that I actually have to watch some of the game.
See?
Come on in. Join the pool. Join the bandwagon. It's nice in here.
I don't want to. All right.
Thank you. You'll have fun.
Roger JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back.